We talk to him all the time, which is even better. Bruce Jenkins, how are you doing on a Sunday morning?
Good, good, Bill. Got NFL going and a little NBA on the tube flashing all around. The Giants are going to be back in business, which is great. So it's a pretty good day of sports watching.
Well, as we know, the 2020, the baseball season, has made doubleheader seven innings. And today in the first game, both teams throwing out their ace, Mike Clevinger for the Padres and Johnny Cueto for the Giants. Tell me your thoughts on how important it is for the Giants for this doubleheader as well as the first game.
Well, I mean, it feels awfully important right now. I think, you know, on the real side, it's not like do or die, because, I mean, then you get to next week and you get something that seems even more relevant. But, you know, it's not going to crush them if they fall short in this doubleheader. You know, they're right now they would be a playoff team. It wouldn't knock them out of anything. But just in terms of, you know, morale, they had a little hiccup there. They got a big break when the test came back as a false positive. And with Cueto out there, you know, a win would be sweet, because they are looking forward to the playoffs. And this is probably the guy who's going to anchor the rotation if they get into that first round best of three. So that's kind of where it's at.
Well, the Padres sure put a lot of stock into Mike Clevinger when they made the trade. And the Giants are really first time we're going to see him, because he's been in the American League for so many years, 5 years. Tell me your thoughts on Mike Clevinger, and how much have you seen him, and what can he do against the Giants today?
Well, I saw a lot of him with Cleveland. He's kind of a wild man out there, long hair, a lot of motion in the delivery, which I love. He's a real presence out there, but he's also, you know, a damn good pitcher. It was just so interesting because he and Zach Plesac had that incident where they went out. They broke the protocol and went out to on the town or something. They weren't like getting hammered in a bar or anything, but they went out and they didn't tell anyone, and then they lied about it. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, the clubhouse is like, you know, we don't need these guys, and then they're sent to the alternative site. They're not even with the team. So that was the unhappy divorce that Clevinger had in Cleveland, and it was a big reason why the Padres were able to get him, you know, without giving up the store and all their best prospects. So it worked out probably really well for both of them. I think Clevinger has to be happy that he's with the San Diego team, which is just, as we discussed yesterday, just a real threat to do some big damage. So it's real interesting. He's a good guy. He's a good pitcher with great stuff. It's kind of a fresh start. And it's a heck of a matchup.
It really is, and I'm glad you brought up his motion, because he is a herky-jerky guy. He's 6 foot five, 6'6", long hair flowing, and arms and legs going everywhere, and he brings it 95, 97 with a little slider. There really isn't a lot of pitches that he brings. He'll challenge you with that fastball, and again, when the Giants are looking dead red fastball, they have done some damage against pitchers like this, and that's why I'm saying you got to get early runs against this guy, especially, and it's a 7-8 in game.
Yeah, I can't wait to see some of the Giants get the two strike counts against Clevinger, because he's a wipeout kind of pitcher. He'll blow you away with something, whether it's a fastball or a really nasty breaking pitch. And the Giants have been really phenomenal two strike hitters all up and down the lineup. And then you got Justin Smoke in there today, which will be interesting. So that's one reason they felt they were able to release Sandoval. So the fans are anxious to see that. But a good test of the Giants, you know, patience and two strike hitting ability, which they've been so very good at.
You know, Gabe Kapler said earlier when Bart was catching Cueto and they had little problems on, you know, what to throw, when to throw at different things like that. And ever since then, Chadwick Trump has been his catcher. And I know you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. To have your own catcher, to have the own mindset, to have the confidence between each other, I really believe this is going to stick with Johnny Cueto throughout the end of the year.
Yeah, it's very telling that Trump's in there today. I mean, they've had a couple days off. There's no reason, you know, not to go with your best. And the lineup is reflecting that, except for the catcher. And, you know, Equator was very diplomatic about Bart when they had that really, they had a very rough outing together, you know, pass balls. He was just not catching the ball, which you kind of like a catcher to do. And they were definitely not on the same page, and it was a pretty rocky outing. Clearly, that was Bart's most, you know, his worst game of the season in a lot of ways. And Cueto was great about it. He goes, you know, he's young, you know, we're going to be able to work together. But on the real side, he and Trump work a lot better. And here we have it again. So that could very well last the rest of the season. And, you know, Trump is he's a very good catcher. And we saw him the other night. He went deep. You know, he's okay. I mean, it's not like you lose a tremendous amount with him in there.
You know, when we look at the wild card positioning, of course, Miami lost yesterday and the Giants have moved up one. There's so many teams in this. There's so many teams fighting for it. And the Giants play two games today and then they have to make up one game. Most likely it'll be in San Francisco to last weekend. I look at that Colorado series with the four games. I circle it a little bit because they've had trouble with Colorado at Oracle as well as in Colorado. Do you think that's a type of team that could fight to get into this wild card position in the NL West?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. The Giants are only a game and a half ahead of them, but, you know, Lord knows we've seen Nolan Arenado do incredible stuff against the Giants, particularly at Oracle, but Colorado, just going deep and making unbelievable plays. And, you know, Trevor Story is a heck of a shortstop. I mean, Blackman is on fire. Their lineup is pretty well recognized. It's always about the pitching with them, but yeah, I mean, it's not like the Giants are going to play 700 ball the rest of the way. I think Colorado is going to be right there with them, and it could come down to them playing each other. And, you know, hold on to your hats on that one.
Exactly. And then you got the Padres the last weekend. So it's going to be a good final week. The Giants just announced Logan Webb is going to throw the second game. A little surprised that Gausman isn't on the hill. Tell me your thoughts of why they might have switched those two.
Well, I really wouldn't have any idea. I mean, not being there. I don't think it's terribly alarming unless you know, Gausman is feeling a little twinge in the arm or something, but I mean, you know, they've had a couple of days off. There wouldn't be any indication that there's something wrong with him. Maybe they just looked at the data a little more closely and figured Gausman would be better off, you know, starting a little bit down the road. But I mean, it's hard to say without being. You know, the days of hanging around the clubhouse and talking to the manager at length before the game and kind of feeling it out, those days are gone. So I wouldn't even want to speculate.
Bruce, our good friend Marty Lurie is going to join us now. Go ahead, Marty.
Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, Marty. How are you?
Very good. Good. Bill is our bulk innings guy today. So
I think he's going eight today.
He's had in between games as well. Boy, I'm shocked at Logan Webb. That, you know, first of all, Trevor Gott went on the IL. That happened as well today, and Garcia's back up. But boy, you know, Seattle is awful, and you'd think, you know, Gausman today. I don't know who's going to go. I guess Garrett Richards is in the second game for the Padres, but. Boy, you want to win both of these if you can, and God forbid you lose the first one. You want Webb in the second one?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you totally want Cueto and Gausman. That's your double dip right there with a chance to sweep the team that's looking really, really good. We've been talking about how good the Padres are. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, it does seem a bit ominous. You know, that maybe there is something up with Gausman, because there's no reason why they would do this when they were intending to pitch Gausman. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah, unless it's you have so much bullpen, you think Cueto's going to give you enough innings. The bullpen hasn't pitched since Thursday. So you have a short leash, seven innings for Webb, get three or four out of him, and they get the pen. And we'll see. I'm sure they've got a plan somewhere.
Well, Webb could shove the bats right up their butts, as we say.
Well, as Ernie Banks said, Bruce, let's play two. And I don't think he had this in mind when he said it. But here's my question to you before we let you go and Bill takes over again. But there's been a lot of changes in baseball this year, and I was thinking about it. Is baseball going to go backwards? I mean, some of these things maybe are going to stick, and one of them, honestly, Bruce, could be this seven-inning doubleheader thing.
I think they're probably going to look at that. First of all, there should be more doubleheaders. just in general. I think, just in terms of you know, making the schedule more realistic. They really need, you can't be having the World Series, you know, bordering on November. You could easily start the season earlier than it is and end it earlier than it does and get the World Series over more like mid-October, and the doubleheader is a way to do that. The players have been against it, the owners, the executives, I mean, everybody, even the fans haven't been wild about it like we used to be when we were watching baseball. But if they do go to seven innings, that could change a little bit, because there's a little bit more proper pace to that. You don't feel like you're going to be at the park all day. I've kind of gotten used to it. It's been in play in the minors for quite a while, forever, I guess, really. And it's not bothering me as much as I thought it would, but what do you think, Marty? Would it alarm you if they kept this?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Especially if it cut down the schedule a little bit and gave you more days off. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
They're not going to go backwards on some of this stuff, so that's why. But we could talk about it as the next few weeks go on.
Yeah, there's about six topics we can cover on that alone.
No doubt. Well, Bruce, thank you again for joining Marty and I on a Sunday morning. Go ahead and back and watch your three or four television screens in front of you and enjoy a doubleheader. And we will be talking to you next weekend. Thanks again, Bruce, for your time.
Thanks, Great. Bruce.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true, though, Marty. I think some of this stuff is going to stick. Let's just hope the extra inning thing with a guy on second base pushes out a little bit, maybe the 11th or 12th inning. That's about the only thing I could see there.
Someone said that they hit so many home runs, you don't really need the guy on second base. They score enough runs anyway. So Barry Bloom said they ought to put the guy between second and third. put him there to start the inning.
Start him off right there.
All right, you got more coming up. What's coming up next?
We got Mark Simon coming in, MLB data and analytics for Sports Info Solutions. We're going to talk to him on a few things that's going to happen today with the Giant Padre doubleheader and get his thoughts going forward. So we're on Talking Baseball. Marty Lurdy, Bill Lasky on KNBR, the sports leader. We'll be right back.